friend. I'm going to tell you about the adventure that Benny the Hellbender had on his visit to the Watauga River and Sycamore Shoals State Park in Tennessee. When you hear this sound, it is time to turn the page. Fun River Facts. The Watauga River is 78.5 miles long. It flows through western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. Watauga comes from a Cherokee word meaning beautiful river or beautiful waters. Sycamore Shoals is a rocky area of rapids along the river. The historic Over Mountain Men crossed the river at Sycamore Shoals in 1780. The river is popular for fishing, kayaking, canoeing, and wildlife watching. Eastern hellbenders are an indicator species, showing that the water is clean and healthy. Benny's River Promise. I will help protect rivers, streams, and wildlife by keeping our waters clean and respecting nature.
Deep beneath the cool, clear waters of the Doe River at Roan Mountain State Park lived Benny, the Eastern Hellbender. Benny loved hiding under big, flat rocks, watching tiny fish dart through the water and listening to the river sing. Lately, Benny had become curious.
What's beyond the Doe River?
He wondered. One sunny morning, Benny peeked out from under his favorite rock and smiled.
Today is the day for an adventure!
Benny slowly swam downstream through the cool, clear waters of the Doe River to Elizabethton, where the Doe River empties into the Watauga River. Along the way, he passed several of his friends.
Where are you headed?
Asked Brookie the Trout.
To visit the famous Watauga River,
Benny said proudly. Brookie grinned.
You'll love it there. The Watauga is beautiful.
Before reaching the Watauga River, Benny spotted something amazing crossing over the Doe River. It was the historic Elizabethton Covered Bridge. The wooden bridge stretched 134 feet proudly across the water. A cheerful cardinal landed on a limb and told Benny about the bridge.
This covered bridge was built in 1882 and has welcomed travelers for generations.
Benny gazed up at the giant wooden beams.
Wow,
he said.
This bridge has seen many stories pass over the Doe River.
The cardinal nodded.
It's one of the most famous landmarks in Elizabethton and a special part of Tennessee history.
As Benny swam beneath the covered bridge, he noticed movement under the rocky river bottom. Two young hellbenders peeked out from beneath a flat stone.
Hi, Benny.
Hi, Benny.
They called.
Benny smiled.
Hello, friends.
The little hellbenders explained that eastern hellbenders have been documented living in this part of the Doe River for many years.
That means the river here is helping wildlife survive,
Benny said proudly. Benny waved goodbye and continued swimming toward the Watauga River. Soon, Benny reached the mighty Watauga River. The river stretches far and wide through the mountains of western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. The Watauga River is 78.5 miles long.
Wow, that's a long way for water to travel.
Benny gasped. As Benny floated along the gentle current, he met a wise old turtle named Slider, sunning on a log.
Did you know the word Watauga comes from a Cherokee word that means beautiful river or beautiful waters?
Said Slider. Benny looked around at the shining water, green trees, and blue sky.
I think that name fits perfectly,
he said.
Benny continued downstream until he heard rushing water splashing over rocks. He had arrived at Sycamore Shoals.
What are shoals?
Benny asked. A great blue heron standing nearby answered.
Sycamore Shoals is a rocky stretch of rapids where the water rushes quickly over stones.
Benny carefully peeked at the churning water.
It sounds like the river is dancing!
He laughed. Near the shoals, Benny noticed signs telling stories from long ago. A friendly park ranger was telling visitors about the river's past.
In 1780, brave settlers called the Overmountain Men crossed the Watauga River here during the American Revolution.
Benny imagined boots splashing through the river long ago. Benny whispered,
"The river has carried many stories through time."
As the sun climbed higher, the river became full of activity. Children giggled while fishing along the banks. Kayaks splashed through the water. Families paddled colorful canoes.
"This river is full of fun!"
Benny exclaimed. A smallmouth bass popped up nearby.
"Humans sure love the Watauga River. The rushing rapids make kayaking an adventure, and the rocky river bottom attracts many fish for anglers to enjoy."
But Benny soon noticed something else. Some trash had washed onto the shore. A few bottles floated near the rocks. Mud from construction clouded part of the water. Benny frowned.
"Hellbenders need clean, cool rivers to survive. When rivers become polluted or blocked by stacking rocks and building dams, it hurts wildlife that depend on healthy waterways,"
he said sadly. Benny had an idea. He climbed onto a rock near the riverbank and called out,
"Friends of the Watauga River, we can all help protect our beautiful waters."
The children listened carefully.
"Pick up litter. Don't stack rocks. Respect wildlife. Protect rivers and streams. And remember, don't dam our rivers."
The riverbank was filled with cheers. As evening settled over the mountains, Benny began his journey home. The Watauga River shimmered gold beneath the sunset.
"I learned that rivers carry history, adventure, and life, and every person can help keep our rivers clean and healthy, ensuring the Watauga remains a place for adventure, recreation, and wildlife,"
Benny said. Benny waved his tail goodbye.
"Until next time, Watauga River!"